As we move into Ezekiel this morning, 37, 1 through 14, and we're going to be looking at the Valley of the Dry Bones, and I want us just to stop and to think a few moments about the situation that was going on at this given time. So, if you really stop and think about it, they were living in a time kind of like we are right now. You had Jeremiah that was in the city of Jerusalem, and he was preaching. And he was trying to tell them that it's going to fall. The city's going to fall. They thought he was crazy. They're not paying him any mind. Any time other than outside the church, if you're trying to tell anyone anything about God amongst the city today, they think you're crazy. They really don't want to hear it. They hadn't got time. Time's money. We don't have time to fool with you, Mike. And so then we see Ezekiel, and he was preaching to the captives in Babylon. And they were the same way. He was trying to tell them, hey, look, this is God's coming. Jerusalem's going to fall. That Jerusalem's going to fall, and that things are fixing to happen. They didn't want to hear it. So therefore, it was just like Ezekiel today would have been a street preacher. And for 22 years, he tried to tell the people what was happening, the prophecy that he had, that God had laid on him. But nobody wanted to hear anything that he had to say. So as we think about that, we see people everywhere, all the time, preaching on the street corner, or trying to tell you something in a mall or somewhere, and we don't want to hear it. We hadn't got time to stop and to listen to what the man has to say. So we think he's crazy. We don't know what he's preaching. We don't want to hear it and hadn't got time to figure it all out. So we just continue to walk. And this is basically what we were seeing. And so we know that in the Valley of the Dry Bones that he had already called Ezekiel. God had already called Ezekiel to be his prophet. But he tells him, here, he said, the Lord, the very first verse, he says, the Lord took hold of me, and he was carried by the Spirit of the Lord to a valley filled with bones. See, the Lord is speaking to Ezekiel here, and so he takes hold of him, and he's taking him to this valley to show him these dry bones. He led me all around among the bones that covered the valley floor. They were scattered everywhere across the ground and were completely dried out. Then he asked me, son of man, can these bones become living people again? Oh, sovereign Lord, I replied, you alone know the answer to that. And then he said to me, speak a prophet message to these bones and say, dry bones, listen to the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says. Look, I'm going to put breath into you and make you live again. I will put flesh and muscle on you and cover you with skin. I will put breath into you and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord. So I spoke this message just as he told me. And suddenly as I spoke, there was a rattling noise across the valley. The bones of each body came together and attached themselves as complete skeletons. Then as I watched, muscles and flesh formed over the bones. Then skin formed to cover their bodies, but they still had no breath in them. Then he said to me, speak a prophetic message to the winds, son of man. Speak a prophetic message and say, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Come, O breath, from the four winds. Breathe into these dead bodies so they may live again. So I spoke this message as he commanded me, and the breath came into the bodies. They all came to life and stood up on their feet, a great army. Then he said to me, son of man, these bones represent the people of Israel. They are saying, we have become old dry bones. All hope is gone. Our nation is finished. Therefore prophesy to them and say, this is what the sovereign Lord says. O my people, I will open your graves of exile and cause you to rise again. Then I will bring you back to the land of Israel. And when this happens, O my people, you will know that I am the Lord. I will put my spirit in you and you will live again and return home to your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken, and I have done what I said. This is yes, the Lord has spoken. This is a reading of God's word for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You know, as we see the reading of God's word this morning, we see that Ezekiel is being taken by God, and he says, I want to show you something, Ezekiel. You see this valley of dry bones? I want to show you these bones and how dead they are. These bones are scattered everywhere. They're not together. They're not even attempting to be a live person. And he says, do you think I can bring these back together? And Ezekiel said, oh, Lord, I have not a clue. You only know that. You see, we see a couple of things right off the very beginning in the first couple of verses, folks. These dry bones represent these dead Jews that didn't believe. They didn't believe anything that Ezekiel had to say. They had become where they were just closed to the hearing of God's word. Folks, sometimes we as Christians, we as people, we as children of God, whether we've made a profession of faith to God to follow Him or whether we're living in the world, we have to come to ourselves, a realization that we have to accept Jesus Christ. We have to follow Him. But in order to do that, folks, we have to die to ourselves. We have to die to ourselves. These bones were dead. They were dead to the world. And Ezekiel's looking at them. And he's trying to tell God, God, I don't know if you can put these bones back together again. Only you know this answer. The knowledge of God, folks. The knowledge of God. We have to die to ourselves. There's a self in us. There's a self in me that is completely about the world. I love the things of the world. I love the things that goes on in the world. But I don't love it near like I love my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So I have to give all of this up to be a follower of Him, to be a believer that God, this is God's Son that died for me. And so we have to have a knowledge of God. We have to be willing to study God. We have to be willing to know that His knowledge and His book and His Bible, everything that's here is from God. It's not from man. It's from God. It's God-breathed. And so we see that through this, Ezekiel is saying, Lord, I don't want to answer this question because I'm not sure I know the correct answer. And so we see that God replies, He said to me, speak a prophetic message to these bones and say, dry bones, listen to the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says. Look, I'm going to put breath into you and make you live again. I will put flesh, muscle, everything on you, and you're going to live again. And so Ezekiel said, Lord, if this is what you're telling me to say, I will tell them. And he told them, and we know that the bones come together. Now, it says also that I spoke this message just as he told me. And suddenly as I spoke, there was a rattling noise all across the valley. Each bone came together and attached themselves as a complete skeleton. The muscles of the bones were formed, and then the skin formed, and their bodies, and they still had no breath in them. Folks, the body had come together. The bones had come together. God had placed every one of them perfectly together. Just like He can place our bones together on Resurrection Day. It doesn't matter where we're at or how we ended up where we're at, where our bodies are. He can bring us back together on Resurrection Day. So we see that these bones, as they begin to rattle, and we see that things begin to shake, and we see that there was a, a noise and a shaking noise and a commotion going on. What happened when the curtain was split? What happened when it was all, there was an earthquake, a great earthquake? It kind of is the same thing that we see with Jesus on the cross. We see that there is new life coming. We see that at this point, there is no life been breathed into them. There is nothing that has given them a new breath of air, a new spirit, a new anything from God yet. Folks, these people that were, he was showing these dry bones in this valley, they were a people that did not believe. They were a people that would not allow God to have a covenant with them. And so God is preparing this valley to stand up as an army. He is preparing Israel to come together. He is preparing these people to believe in him and to be a person that will believe in the new covenant. He's preparing all of this right now as you see this begin to happen. This is what Ezekiel is putting together. He says that, but there's no breath in them. And then he said to me, speak a prophetic message to the winds, son of man. Speak a prophetic message and say, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Come, O breath, from the four winds. Breathe into the dead bodies that they may live again. You see, he's breathing into them a new spirit. This is God's word. This is God's spirit. This is God's wind, his breath. This is all from God. These people have a new heart. They have been born again. Not only physically, folks, have they been put back together, which they had, but morally, they've been put back together. Spiritually, they've been put back together. They are being offered, as we know, not right now, per se, but in the years to come, they're going to be offered through Jesus Christ a covenant, a new covenant through his blood. You see, this breath that has been breathed in them has offered them this new heart. It's offered them this new beginning. Folks, this is what Jesus does for us. We come in and we're defeated. We are a defeated people. We come in and we see that the bones were there and they were defeated. They had no way of coming together. They had no way of becoming a new person. They had no way of doing the things to make them to have a new body. But we know that through Jesus Christ that we are undefeated. We know that through Jesus Christ, we will have a new body. We will have a new heart. We will have a new life. Through Jesus Christ, folks, that died upon that cross, we know that this will all be a representative of us. We will know him. We will be able to spend time with him. And so this is what the people, as they were put together, this is how the people stood for the Lord. So I spoke the message that he commanded me, and breath came into the bodies, and they all came to life and stood up on their feet, a great army, a great army. Then listen to the 11th verse. And then he said to me, son of man, these bones represent the people of Israel. They are saying, we have become old, dry bones. All hope is gone, and our nation is finished. So many times, folks, we as Christians, we as people, we think all is finished, all is gone, there's no hope in us. Folks, let me tell you, death, even death, we say is the end. Death is not the end. Death is not the end by no means. Death is the beginning. Death is the beginning of eternal life. if you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Death is the very beginning, not the end. But they were saying, we're just old dry bones. All of our hope is gone. And our nation is finished. Does that sound like us today? We're just old, dried up people. All of our hope's gone. I'm not able to do a whole lot for the Lord. I'm not able to do a whole lot for anybody. This nation, it's going to be gone pretty quick. The Lord's just not with us anymore. He's not standing with us or for us or anything. This sounds just like some of the things that I hear when I'm walking the streets. Exactly the same thing. And then he says, therefore, the prophecy to them, and say, this is what the sovereign Lord says, O my people, I will open your graves of exile and cause you to rise again. And then I will bring you back to the land of Israel. You see, as we see ourselves as a dead person once we give our life to Christ, we have given ourselves. We have given everything that we have, everything that we desire to Christ, to take it and do with it as He pleases, but to cause us to love Him more, to cause Him to build our relationship even greater. And so we see that He says, I'm going to open your graves and cause you to rise again. Isn't that what's going to happen one day to us? He's going to open the grave and cause us to rise again because of His Son, Jesus Christ. We see that a whole lot of this example of the dry bones, folks, comes back to us today. He says that, I will bring you back to the land of Israel. And when this happens, O my people, you will know that I am the Lord. That I am the Lord. You know, folks, when Jesus comes back, we're going to know that He is the Lord. There may be people to come and say, I'm the Lord. I'm back. I'm the Messiah. They're not. They're not. I guarantee you, you may hear a bunch of this before it's all said and done. But when Jesus comes back, you will know that He is the Lord. There'll be no question about it. He will come back in such a manner that we will not have to question if this is Jesus Christ. I know the first time He was here, many people asked themselves, is this the Messiah? Could this be the Messiah? And they were really not sure. Even Thomas and some of the disciples, they weren't sure. But this next time, folks, when He comes back, we will know. I will put my Spirit in you and you will live again and return home to your own land. I will put my Spirit in you again. This time, it will be not to be removed. Folks, we can accept Jesus Christ today. God's Son, the same God that Ezekiel's talking about right here. We can accept Him today and we can know that our bodies will be raised one day. We know that He will come back. We know all of this to be true. And that He will place us with Him. Then you will know that I am the Lord. I, the Lord, have spoken, and I have done what I said. Yes, the Lord has spoken. Won't that be a wonderful day, folks, when we hear the Lord say, you will know that I am the Lord. I have spoken to you, and you will know that I have spoken. Isn't that going to be glorious? I mean, that's going to be awesome, folks. So we see this in Ezekiel of the dry bones and how they come back to life. And we see how God breathed this life back into them. The Holy Spirit. We see that Holy Spirit is available to us today. And folks, I pray that if you do not know Jesus Christ, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. If you don't have that Holy Spirit guiding you each day, I pray, Father, that you will come to know him this instant, today, that it will not wait, because the joy that overrides this world from Jesus Christ is unreal. It's unreal. Everything that you've given up for this world, it's so much greater than anything that the world can offer you. Anything. You know, so many times, folks, we hear this and we say, well, Mike, that was back in Ezekiel. That was back in the Old Testament. That was back when it really didn't have any bearings on us. And Mike, I don't know about all that, you know. Folks, I'm telling you, these dry bones, when they came together and life was breathed into them, he said they stood up and they were an army for God. It's going to require us to stand up. It's going to require us not only to stand up, but to be an army for God. Amen. Folks, if we're not going to be an army for God, the breath that he will breathe back into you, the breath that he offers to you is useless. If you're not willing to take it, to give up yourself for him, to give up the world for him, it's useless. Because he needs you in his army. I hope today, folks, as we come and we hear his word and so much of the music this morning as Brian and them had put together, it just fits so well. Such a holy God. Just so much of the music that was put there today, the words that we've sung earlier. It is what we should be doing. We should be worshiping this holy God. We should be knowing this holy God is the one that has brought us to and through everything here on this earth. You know, when from Wednesday on, we've had storms and rain and we've had this and that, and yet we've worshiped such a holy God that he just like takes care of us. But folks, we can't take that for granted. We can't take that for granted that he has just, we're a blessed people. He's going to watch over us every time. But we know that he does love us. And he knows he hears our prayers and he hears our cries. And what we need to be doing today is standing up for him and giving him praise. Give him praise that we have been blessed so much. And not only that, give him praise, give God praise that he has prepared for you a place. That if we was to get blown away tonight, you know what? We got a place in heaven. It's a whole lot better than this place here. So we're a winner either way. It's so awesome, folks, to be called a child of God. It is so awesome. And I hope today that if you're here, every one of us here today knows Jesus Christ as your Savior. I hope today that as we are in this Lent season and we stop to not eat that piece of cheesecake that I should have not eat last night, but I did, that I still love Jesus. You know, you don't have to give up all the things that you love. But it doesn't hurt, folks, to give up every now and then something for Jesus. And I hope you've given up the world, the love of this world, love of the things in it. And that takes you back mostly and mainly to your pocketbook, the money that controls this world. Give it up, because one day we will go live with Jesus and there's not a pocket in none of them suits they put on you. T. Leon sees to that. So think about it as we go back into the world. And if you do not know Jesus, know that we're here for you. We're here to pray for you. We're here to help you come to have a relationship with your Lord and Savior. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.